for the word of the Lord. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the room. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Kelly Carl is the organizer of our Wild Faith Middle School ministry. And so, Kelly, come up and introduce our speakers from your group.
Good morning. So our Wild Faith Middle School youth group spent the week in the Quad Cities area, specifically in Davenport. And we had 13 middle school kids, 4 brave adults. So I would like to say thank you to Anthony Zott, Julie Carolyn, and our imported chaperone, Amy Bowman. We did a large variety of projects. We're split up into different work groups. And so collectively in the area, we helped in several food pantries. Kids worked at programs for at-risk children and teens. They worked in daycare for adults with Alzheimer's and brain injuries. There was an outreach center for refugees, and they also helped out at a drug and alcohol addiction center. Those are pretty deep organizations, and I'm so proud of how these kids dove in and helped the community. I usually try to come up with a moment that touched my heart to share with all of you. And the moment that I have really isn't the work they did for the community, it is what I saw them do for one another. And it was our final prayer circle on our last night together. And they just showed one another so much support and love. And I have a little reminder that only they will understand. It's the snot box. So what I want to say to all of the youth group kids is when you face challenges, and they will come, I want you to remember that night and this box and that prayer circle. And think about the love that you felt and the support that you had, and never ever forget that you are loved.
Hi, my name is Saren. On my first mission trip, I had a lot of fun. I didn't know serving people could be so much fun. I made so many new friends and strengthened my friendship with my youth group. We shared a lot of good moments laughing and worshiping God. I will definitely be coming to next year's mission trip.
Hi, my name is John Butcher, and I was an eighth grader on this year's Wild Faith mission trip. And I went into this mission trip thinking something I shouldn't have thought. I went into this mission trip thinking it wasn't going to be that great, because there were some people who did not go on this mission trip who I wanted to go on this mission trip with. But when I decided to go on the mission trip, and I decided to just make the best out of it. All right, screw this phone. So I wanted this mission trip to be really special, and it ended up being very, very, very special. So when I got there, I walked into that church, and I just made the best out of it. And I met people, and I met a lot of people. Okay, I'll say it. I met Pepe, okay? And this mission trip turned out to be the best mission trip. And meeting all these new people and making a wonderful church family and making a second family was one really good experience. So I just want to give all like the upcoming sixth, seventh, and eighth graders just go to the mission trips and retreats and youth group, because it's worth it. I want everybody to have the experience that I had going through Wild Faith mission trip, and I can't wait for high school. But I'm also sad that I had to leave the mission trip, and it was really, really fun being in Amy's group for 3 years. I love you, Amy. And it was really fun, so thank you.
And our wildfire preachers for the morning are first Lexi Gutierrez, and then Peyton Rakosnik, Hope Hudgens, and Michelle Flood.
Good morning. If you were told that 43 teenagers that go to different schools, have varying backgrounds, and all partake in their own activities outside of this group, we're going to be living and working together in extremely close quarters for 8 days, you may think it to be impossible. But this group defies the odds and creates unbreakable bonds, all while doing good for others. I strongly believe that part of this reason this group works so well is because we are all so unique and bring many individual personalities that create the perfect storm to be the most successful group I have ever been a part of. We all balance each other out, and having such a diverse group allows us to discover more about ourselves through learning more about one another. This week, I really noticed more than ever before everyone branching out and talking to people they never would have had the opportunity to meet had it not been for this trip. The beginning of the week, you stick to what you know and who you know. But by the end, we are a completely new group with new friendships and many new memories. You get to witness your peers going out of their comfort zones. And you get to witness Brownie sending you those Snapchats. But you get to witness your peers going out of their comfort zones in ways you never thought possible, and that is due to the support each and every one of you has offered to one another. Another aspect of the group that I feel is crucial to its success is the advisor team that leads us. This past trip, we had 8 adults that spent countless hours planning the trip and took a week away from their very busy lives, families, and real jobs to be with us. If that isn't the definition of dedication to this group, I don't know what is. Having a team of 8 people that are all connected to each other in different ways, but are still incredibly close and a strong guiding force, provides us all with an image that we can strive to be one day. Not only are they close to one another, but they've opened themselves up to us and allowed us to become as much a part of their lives as they are to us. Now, sometimes I still question their sanity in doing that, but one thing I never have questioned and never will question is my gratitude to them. While that really only covers the past 8 days, the words that one of you may have offered to someone this week, then encouraged them to go lay on wobbly bleachers with a power tool, has led them to discover a renowned sense of courage and newfound strength within themselves that may last longer than you ever expected it to. I remember sitting in these very pews 4 years ago and listening to a sermon given by Mike Hilty about the invisible debt he feels he owes to this group, and I understand that now more than ever before. Over the past 4 years, I've been blessed with more memories than I can count and a support system that never breaks. Some of you I've known since we were in the nursery together. Some of you joined in middle school, and still others I only met for the first time this week. But we must remember it isn't about how long someone has been around, but how long you'll be connected in the future. The past is important, but the future is still undefined, and you have the power to choose who will be a part of it. Personally, I know many of you seated in the pews today will still be a part of my life for many years to come. Regardless of where any one of us goes, we will always have this place, this rope, and this group to come back to. The face of wildfire may change, but the spirit never will. When I go off to college in a mere 19 days, I can leave knowing that even 8 hours will not break the bonds that I have forged with many amazing individuals. The words we have spoken and memories we have shared will always be stored in and overflowing in my heart. Whenever I'm having a rough day, I know I can recall those memories and instantly be put in a better mood. Although there is no way I can ever repay each and every one of you that I've had the privilege of sharing this trip with, as well as the prior 3, countless Sunday night youth groups, and everything else we've done, I just want you to know that I'm eternally grateful for it all and hope you realize the impact that you have made on my life. So to answer the original question of how 51 unique individuals group together to be inexplicably successful is really more simple than it seems. We cry and we laugh, we fall and we jump. We offer advice and accept guidance, but most importantly, we grow together. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Peyton. I want to talk about, one, my experience on my first high school mission trip as coming in as a freshman, and two, all the seniors and advisors that are leaving us and moving on. Seniors and advisors, you will always be in our hearts, whether you're going to all the way across the world or any of the four corners around the U.S., you will always be in our hearts. You will never be forgotten, and it'll be like you're always here with us. You will never be forgotten. And the incoming freshmen, I'm so happy to introduce you to our Wildfire. We are so happy for you to be coming into Wildfire, and I think you guys will just love it. And I also want to talk about how different this was from my middle school mission trips, because to me, it felt like the work we were doing had so much more of a deeper impact on the people's lives. And I just think that, to me, that felt like it was not better, but it felt like I was doing a lot more work, and it made me feel like I was closer to God. And all the freshmen who are now going into sophomore year, you've done it. You've made it through your freshman year. You've thickened your friendships with everybody in this group, and you should be proud. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like to think that God has a plan in life. Whether you're religious or not, it's easier to believe that something or someone puts you through hardships in life because they want to lead you to better things in the future. This is one of the hardest things to accept as a human being in life, that you, your family and friends, as well as random strangers throughout the world as a result of violence and terrorism, are all going to go through challenges that you wouldn't wish upon anyone. I like to think that God leads you to things that aim to help you heal in life in times of these hardships. This place of comfort for me has been WPC, but especially Wildfire these last 3 years. Like our scripture, I have found the light through this youth group, and its spirit and energy has helped heal me through all of my troubles I have gone through in my high school career. This group instills hard work, traditions that connect us to all those who came before us and will come after, and a strong group of advisors that are always a shoulder to lean on and to challenge us in times that we need it most. I remember on our final night in Albuquerque, Pastor Greg said that Wildfire is the single-handedly largest group in this church. Now, I find that it's sort of a miracle that a group of 43 teenagers can come together and form bonds closer than any other group I've ever seen in my whole life. We are somehow able to impress our hosts every year at how much work we accomplish. This year, our mission trip was a little bit different. We went to Manal School, a boarding school built upon immigrants from many different countries around the world. Our purpose there was to help do maintenance jobs to repair the school. By doing so, we helped keep the tuition costs low for school and increase the number of students that are able to go there. This school is vital for these teens because it increases their chances of getting into college, which most of them have always dreamed of. My fellow peers and I helped to interior and exterior paint, install cove molding, rebuild their wooden bleachers, take apart desks and replace them with new ones, and the best part was playing basketball and foursquare with the camp kids. Of course, within the first day, we had already completed the jobs they thought would take us all week, and so they scrambled to find us new ones. I find moments like this God moments. God moments are when something happens in your life that you can't really explain. It is a sign of God being with you in a present moment and touching you in a memorable way. The fact that a group of 51 people of all different backgrounds, experiences, knowledge of manual labor, etc., can come together and tackle all these jobs in a matter of hours shows how strong of a group we are. Wildfire has not only healed the members of this group, but has also healed the lives of people around the country. If you ever doubt the abilities a teenager can do, I wish you could see all the things that we can tackle as a cohesive group. To all the middle schoolers that are soon to come, I hope you are ready to be a part of one of the best groups you could ever ask to be a part of, especially during your high school years. This group has formed me into the young woman I am today, and I know that anything I want to put my mind to, this group will believe I can accomplish it, and they will be there if I ever fall along the way. I hope that all the people that are soon to enter this group find the love that I have found for it. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Flood. Some of you may recognize me from my time as a youth in Wildfire about 5 years ago. Earlier this year, the youth group advisors asked me to rejoin the youth group and come on this year's mission trip. I never dreamed I'd get the opportunity to become an advisor, rejoin the group, and go on our trips. So you can imagine I jumped on the opportunity to become an advisor. And as the young, exceptionally green rookie advisor, I'm the one blessed with the opportunity of giving the advisor sermon. So, here goes. When something affects us in a profound way, when something leaves us at a loss for words, we often say we have been moved. The literal implication of this phrase means to have started in one state and ended up in another. And figuratively, it's almost the same. To have been moved emotionally means that you've experienced something so powerful that has profusely inspired you. These transformations, no matter how tiny, are what empowers God's children, all of us, to take action and make change in the world. In our youth group, just like Hope said, we often call these transformations God moments. It's a moment that when you bear witness to it, you can feel God's presence and His love for us. As a youth in Wildfire, I felt these God moments, and they are ultimately what pushed me forward on my faith journey. When I experienced them, I thought to myself, with something as beautiful, as powerful, and as touching as this moment, how could there not be a God? This is exactly how He wants us to feel His love. These moments, they showed me what kind of person I want to be and how I want to fill my days. As an advisor, I've found that it's easier to witness these God moments. Two young men go out of their way to make care packages for each and every advisor to say thank you for all of your hard work and we appreciate you. The young women in the group promise to support one another against bullying at high school during a midnight witch roll we call Princess Time. A young man gets excited because he's learning how to grill burgers for the first time on a flat top. You witness one youth reaching out to another, say, hey man, are you okay? Do you want to talk about it? God moments can be small, they can be silly, and they can be undetectable, but they can also be life-changing. The most profound God moments in youth group happen when you see it click for a youth, when you see the realization strike them that they are worthy, that they are valued, that they are loved, that they are part of something bigger than themselves. This usually happens on rote, but it doesn't always have to. I've been blessed enough to see this happen a few times in my time in Wildfire. I had this God moment for myself the very first time when Pastor Greg Bostrom told me that this youth group was going to be what I made of it, and if I let it, it could change my life. And it so did. So much so that when the advisors asked me to join their ranks this year, I couldn't think of a higher honor. These God moments are often infectious. We share in them together as a youth group when we sit on final rope, when we hold hands and sing Sanctuary, or when we're laughing as we run up and down the train aisle with a can of Febreze, because I don't know about you, but if you've ever smelled 43 teenagers trapped on a silver tube for 30 hours, it's ripe, it's stinky, so. A God moment nonetheless. So if you've ever wondered why the advisors take off work, leave their families for a week, and take this huge group of high schoolers on the annual mission trip, this is it. Bearing witness to these God moments is one of the biggest blessings I've experienced to date. I am in awe of our youth group. Look at their faces. These are your children, your talented, compassionate, motivated, dedicated, selfless children. You as parents, you as a congregation, you've done something right. Because of your support, the youth group's been able to share God moments with the people we served in New Mexico, but also with each other. It has been an honor to spend the last week with them, sharing in their service, sharing a small snippet in their lives, and sharing in their God moments. Thank you.